This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Dermot and Dave.
Conversation.
Crack.
And the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
What's the story?
Today FM.
His comedy sketches online have made him famous. His name is Peter McGann. He's also known as the man who's putting on a show called Great Lad. And he's here for What's the Story this morning. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning. How are you getting on?
We're getting on great.
We're kind of a bit starstruck.
Yeah.
You know, we're huge Peter McGann fans.
And it doesn't happen very often in here. I kind of wasn't sure how to sit before you came in. Because I watch your videos all the time. We watch them and we get excited in the studio when a new one comes out.
Oh, yeah. And the only thing is sometimes we find a new Peter McGann video with about 8 seconds to go in a song. And we're like, oh, we have to talk now. And then watch it in a few minutes.
Makes me happy now.
We need to give it the space.
Yeah.
We were watching your latest one actually in Disneyland in Paris with the kids over the weekend. So
who needs Mickey Mouse when you have?
Yeah. But look, I don't know what it is. Obviously, it's because they're funny, but it's why your sketches are funny on social media, and it's just the uncomfortable weirdness of it, and that it completely flies in the face of all the other kinds of Instagrammy people that we're exposed to. Mm-hmm. And like, when did you start to realize that, I don't know, that this awkward character was emerging, and where did it come from?
I love that awkward kind of character humor anyway.
Mm.
And I really looked down my nose at the Instagram comedy, you know, kind of front facing camera stuff. And I had much more highfalutin notions about myself than that. And then during COVID and lockdown, do you remember COVID? I ended up, I'd made one or two things that people liked on the phone. And then I was like, you know, and then I threw them online. And it was during the gold rush of like, everyone was just watching.
Over enough content.
That's what it was. So like, a few bits and bobs hit. And then I was like, okay, I saw a way to do my awkward, upsetting stuff in the little 2 minute small screen format.
But the thing about it is like a couple of things can hit, but it's to then have the consistency to keep putting stuff up that keeps hitting. That's the difficulty. That's where the work is, and your work is paying off. It's absolutely brilliant stuff.
Thanks. That means a lot. It feels like sometimes you're just throwing poop against the wall, like kind of. But and like it is entirely gut based. Some of the stuff you write and you hone it and you make these like lovely little crafted things, and other stuff you just absolutely just you're literally have a thought while you're lying on your couch and then you film like a little 30 second thing and then you're up. And like there's no difference between the two in terms of like often how they're received.
But he's just a beautiful character because he wants so bad to be one of those people who's collaborating with brands, who's you're making finely honed comedy sketches, punchy, and tapping into all the cultural references that he sees that are really working on the internet, but just fails. The pumpkin spice sketch is the one that I think so many people saw that one, and this was just last October, around about Halloween, and you were tapping into that that pumpkin spice. I don't know. Well, zeitgeist.
Yeah, it's become kind of part of our vocabulary here on the show because we love it so much. Like, so there's lines from that we just shout at each other across the office and stuff. Like,
unreal.
So let's have a listen to a little bit of it, give you an idea. If you haven't seen this yet, you need to go look it up, but have a listen.
Well, guys, summer is officially over. You might be sad of that because you have to put away your sunglasses and your swim trunks. But not me. I love this time of year, of course, because that's right. you get to no more of these. You had to swap out these instead for having one of these. That's right. It's pumpkin spice latte season, bitch.
Me entering my pumpkin spice latte era. I'm giving pumpkin spice.
You see, it's the things like you said in there. I'm not sad of that, right? I'm like, I want to know, did you write that or did that
I
just happen?
I promise you, I wrote that. I have. Sometimes it's just when you're saying it and you deliberately go mush mouth. But some of the stuff is some of that kind of like wrong phrase, and I write. Because it's me saying it. So if I was writing it for someone else, I maybe wouldn't do that.
But
like, I was like, I know how I'm going to say that, like in this weird mush mouth kind of way.
How is it going to translate live? Because I'm looking here at a list of dates here. You're in Cocklands in Cork on September 14th. Vicar Street, Dublin, September 15th. Amazing. Dolan's in Limerick, what a venue, September 16th. Town Hall Theatre in Galway, September 21st. Cavanagh's in Portlaoise on the 22nd of September. And Spirit Store on the 23rd. You'll be knackered after all that.
I will. I'm looking for a nice knackered, I think. A nice... job done.
Yeah, absolutely. But how do you translate then what you've done on the internet to a live scenario?
Well, I've done one show in the Liberty Hall, which theatre. So it's been up on its feet and it's worked. I was afraid because obviously you want to translate that because that's what people are coming to see. Basically, the idea of the show, Great Lad, is that I am an internet. I am myself, Peter McGann, an internet content creator. Who's just because he's got a fan base been gifted this tour, much like in real life. And you'll sell tickets. And then I get up on stage and I've got nothing. So, I've got jokes that I've written for the Christmas party for people in my office who no one knows. So I'll be doing that. Not my actual office party. I'll talk about mental health because. You know, comedians that when they don't have any good jokes, they'll talk about their mental health for a while. So then I'll do a little spin on mental health.
But don't give too much away now.
I won't.
We want to go and we want to see this live, this creation. Great Lad.
Yes, Great Lad.
I can't wait.
Well, look, we got to ask you now that you're here with us. What is the story, Peter McGann?
The story is it was the first big event when all the restrictions were lifted. It was a wedding. My wife, like her gang of childhood besties, one of them was getting married, Sinead, and we were going. And then my wife unfortunately got COVID, so she couldn't go. It was in Doolin. So I kind of went stag. And like we've been together for nearly 15 years. Like it wasn't like I was like rocking up with these like people. Gemma's fella. No, it was well rooted, but I was still there effectively by myself, untethered. And a great night was had by all. It was the first time, again, restrictions lifted, you could go all night. And then the next day I was in a bad way, and it was day two, and the couple I was staying with, Gemma's friend Grania and her fellow Trev, they were in the other room and I was in a big bed by myself dying of death. And then around 4 o'clock they came in, they're like, look, we're going up to the hotel now for the day two. And I was like, I'll follow you up. And they're like, no, if we leave you won't come. Like you're rolled
you're
up.
You're goose.
You're just not. So they made
4
me
4 o'clock
in the day.
Wow, that's a hangover with bells on.
It was probably the worst I've ever felt. So I got up and I got the shower, got up there, couldn't look at anyone, couldn't see anyone. Then you have the first kind of settler. You're like, okay, this is going to be somewhat manageable. I can straight. And then there's the buffet there, and it's like, okay, that's what I do. Went up to the buffet. We were all in a big long queue, and I was scanning what I could see. Very still, absolutely groggy, hungover, not in my right state of mind. And I saw this big bowl of potato salad.
Mm.
And I was like, in your head, logically, you're like, why would that be smart? But I was like, that's what I need now. That's what's going to cure me. Fridge cold carbohydrates. I just saw the big gloopy mayonnaise and all that. I was like, that's what I want. So I went up there on my plate, scooped a big load of it onto the plate. Load. Then we saw a thing of grated cheese, mozzarella, or cheddar, whatever. Picked up handfuls of that.
Sprinkled
it all over this thing. I was like, this is the hungover dream. Went back to the table with the gang I was with. Sat down, got the spoon, about to stick it in. And I was like, why are you looking at me? Kind of strange. Stick the thing in. Pulled it out. I was like, where's the spuds in here? Jeez, they're soft. And I lift up this. I literally just got a plate full of mayonnaise. That thing, it wasn't whatever my hungover brain told me that there was. I don't know, was it air pockets or something? That there was like potatoes. It was just a thing of mayonnaise.
And I was shocked.
And then everyone, and you know, you're that level of sad, fearful, and hungover, and everyone around your vicinity are like pointing at you and laughing. And then I went into the bathroom. I went into a cubicle and like left a voice note, because my wife was at home, very upset to be missing all the festivities. So I was like, this is what happened. And I did this, and I leaving her just rambling, and then I heard a door. Then went left. And I went out, and it turned out it was like the boyfriend of one of her other friends who's from England. Never met him before. And he was just like, I was just in the bath. Pete was just ringing someone about the mayonnaise there in the cubicle. I was like, I was leaving a voice note. So it was one of those things where it's like, you know, you get one of those straight out the gate when the restrictions are lifted and all the rest. But to this day now, it'll, you know, a plate of mayonnaise will oftentimes be proffered to me.
Yes, I like your mates. I like the sound of them.
Yeah.
Peter McGann, thank you so much. At Peter J. McGann is where you'll find Peter on Instagram. And then those dates, as we said, you'll see all the dates up there. Go and see Peter McGann live.
Amazing.
Great lads. Thanks.
Go on, see him live, for goodness sake.
Yes.
Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.